We've been checking in since yesterday with local restaurants and eateries to see how they're dealing with a very radical shift in their business dynamic as they all go to to-go or delivery. And here in a rural area where many restaurants don't even bother doing delivery at all because most folks are so mobile and there's less foot traffic. So it's a lot of dynamics going on and things are changing. And we figured right now we'd talk to somebody who actually is owner of Tavern on Main in Jeffersonville, the Jeffersonville Bake Shop, as well as 52 and Vine. Joining us on the line live right now is Lauren Seekley. How are you doing, Lauren? Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Lauren, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can. How are you doing?
Okay. Hi.
So I guess the first thing is, You have multiple businesses. These are different types of businesses. How are they impact the same way? How are you guys responding with having so many different businesses?
They're not all impacted in the same way. Tonight is actually going to be the first night that the tavern is open for takeout. So we have yet to see how business will be there. The bake shop numbers from today are slightly down from where they were last week, but people are still coming in and getting things to go, so that's really wonderful. You know, they can't stay, which is something that a lot of people would do during the week, so I think that's affecting business a little bit there. We also own an antique store in town called the Vintage House, and that typically benefits from foot traffic in town, so that we decided to just be open on Saturdays over there. And it probably won't surprise you to hear that 52 and Vine is actually very busy right now, which is our liquor store.
That's the liquor store, yes.
We have a lot of people coming in, obviously, who are locals, who come in all the time, but we've been noticing that there are a lot of people up from the city who have escaped the city and come up to their second homes, and so business has been steady there.
And I guess we should say in the name of full disclosure that these businesses sound familiar to you, the listener. That's because they are underwriters here at WJFF, but that's not the capacity that we're speaking to Lauren in right now as the owner of these businesses. There's just, we want to know how you're responding and reacting, what's going on. And what you're talking about there is what I wanted to ask next. Having these different footprints in the community, how can you gauge how the community is responding?
Well, we have a very strong presence on Facebook and Instagram, and a lot of our customers reach us and speak to us through there. They'll message us directly, ask us questions. I get emails throughout the day, people access email through the websites and things like that. So and then people who are coming into the bake shop are also, you know, have become friends. I mean, they're return customers every day, so they're letting us know that they're really grateful, I think, that we're still open and we're still around. I think people are being cautious, but people still feel that they need to get out of their homes and go and run an errand. So they don't fear stepping into the bake shop, for example, and picking up a box of cupcakes or cookies, or, you know, to interact and have a quick interaction with people that they know and recognize. I think that's going to be a little bit sad. You know, we have so many regulars at the tavern who come and see us every day, and so the next couple of weeks for sure are going to be a little tricky there. But we've heard a lot of thank yous, you know, for being open and staying open. And we're just trying to be malleable and able to do what we can, even though we can't have people hanging out inside.
Now, forgive me for putting you on the spot on the air, but are you in like the city now? Or are you up here? Are you going back and forth?
So we decided just a couple of days ago that my family and I would stay up here. We do live in the city. The kids are in school in the city, but we've decided we feel a little bit safer up here. We're not so on top of people up here as we are in the city. And that way we can also be more present and on top of things up here with the businesses, because things are just changing so fast.
And this is part of the reason why I was asking is, I'm sorry about that. I was just part of the reason I was asking is, to what extent can you actually speak to a difference between what's happening down there and what's happening up here? If you've been down there recently, is there an upstate downstate divide between how people are reacting to this?
You know, the biggest difference that I've noticed, honestly, is I feel like people upstate are because there's room up here to be, you know, I mean, it sounds crazy to say, but you can actually stand 6 feet away from someone up here, which is like a lot harder to do in the city. You know, you get on the subway and you're right next to someone, or you're in a line in Starbucks and you're right next to someone. It's a lot easier to keep distance up here. So I feel like there's a little less concern that up here that people are going to catch something. But I do think people should still take this very seriously. And I know that there's a little bit of quandary as to how serious to take it. I think if we take it if we all as a group take and a community take this seriously for the next 2 weeks, then we'll see where we are, and we'll see how this all pans out, and if we can kind of keep hospitals from becoming overwhelmed. But honestly, the biggest difference seems to be that the number of people in the city, you know, who could very quickly flood the hospitals should this really spread fast. That was one of our decisions about coming up here, was that if something were to happen to me, I went through breast cancer a few years ago, so I have a slightly weakened immune system. So I'm not worried about my kids. I'm not really worried about my husband. But if I were to catch something, I'd be a little bit worried that I would have a tougher time making it through. And so if I did need to step into a hospital, I feel like I might be able to step into one up here a little more easily than one in the city.
Right. And so and then to the extent that you are concerned about your family, it's just that basic difference of population density, that it is literally easier to physically isolate up here because we're already so physically isolated by comparison. So.
Right. I mean, my kids don't, you know, they're not in school now. They're both middle schoolers. And up here, they can run around, you know, be out in the yard. They're shooting hoops. And I don't fear the germs as much, I guess, you know, as I do in the city. So, yeah, so that's why I felt like, especially with them not being in school and just I don't want them on their screens all day, up here gives them a little more opportunity to keep busy.
Back to the business side of things, can you speak to how your employees are doing, and are you even able to retain your employees, and what are the plans in that regard?
So our employees are super tough and resilient, but this is going to be very hard for a lot of our part-time hourly employees, especially I think our waitresses and you know, our front of house, back of house at the tavern. They make most of their living off of tips. So we are keeping an eye out for them on the things that the government's going to be able to provide, and ways to try to keep them. A lot of them, thankfully, have other jobs. But we're all sort of working together as a team to make sure that everybody has what they need right now. Our full-time employees, we're, you know, encouraging them to take their vacation days. We'll honor those because we do paid vacations. And we're really kind of just taking it day by day with them. We just heard, you know, in the past hour or so that the people will be getting some government assistance. So that really helps out. And we're just trying to create sort of a new business structure to make sure that people are getting as many hours as they can.
All right. So what are your concerns moving forward, and what are your hopes moving forward?
Well, you know, I am taking this really minute by minute. I mean, I can't even, everything's changing so fast. And I find that as we're making plans, that it's almost ridiculous to make plans because things are just changing so fast. So we're trying to be flexible and creative with how we move forward. And I guess I'm really leaning on my team for all of us to work together and try to figure this out together. You know, we're also, I think, relying on the community a lot to help us through this. The best way that you can help any restaurant right now is to order some takeout, maybe for lunch and dinner. So just to keep us afloat, and we'll see where we are in a week. And I really do feel like so much has changed from where we were last week, and we'll see where we are in another 7 days, another 14 days. I have a feeling things will be very, very different, but we would still like to be here.
Of course, restaurants in an area where the tourism industry is the number two industry. Restaurants and eateries and service industries are just a big part of the economy. So thank you for that insight on what it's going to take to keep going. And good luck as you take it day by day, like everybody is.
Thank you so much. And thanks for giving us the chance on air to talk about it. Really appreciate the community service you're doing.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Okay, again, that was Lauren Seekely, owner of Tavern on Main, the Jeffersonville Bake Shop, and 52 and Vine, all on Main Street in Jeffersonville. This is WJFF, your community radio station. Keep it tuned.